When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Healthy Be Human podcast. My name is Callie. I'm your podcast host, and I am so excited you are here today listening wherever you are in the world. Today's episode is a fun one. We have my friend Kate Morton on the podcast. We've had her on the show before, and we're talking about all things balancing your hormones and seed cycling. So this is a great episode if you want to get a little bit more educated in your female body, your hormones, how you can eat to really help balance hormones and all the things. It's great. I learned a lot in this episode. Okay, before we get into our conversation though, I want to do a self-check-in. So think of it as like a time to just reground yourself, slow it down, and see how you're feeling. So wherever you are, just take a deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with so much goodness, so much love into your beautiful body. And then exhale, sighing out any stress, anxiety, worry, fear, let it go with your breath. All right, now ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how am I feeling today? Get real with yourself here. And then just ask yourself, why do I feel like this? Maybe something happened, maybe nothing happened. Just checking in here. Now ask yourself, what is something I can do today to fuel my cup and increase the number on the scale? Maybe it's listen to the podcast, maybe it's going on a little hot girl walk, do a workout you love, call a friend, nourish your body, it could be anything. Okay, speaking of nourish your body, have you nourished your hot bod today? Ask yourself this. If you haven't, pause the podcast, go grab a little snacky snack, and resume. Okay, next question. Have you hydrated your hot bod in the past 30 minutes? If you haven't, grab your water, hydrate your beautiful, amazing body, and then resume. Okay, two more questions. Have you stood up in the past 60 minutes? I know a lot of physical check-ins today, but we're making sure our bodies are being taken care of. So if you haven't stood up recently, stand up, shake out the legs, shake out the arms, get the blood flowing, and then sit back down. Okay, final question today is I want you to ask yourself, how do I feel in terms of understanding my female body? And if you're a guy listening to the podcast, go be my guest, but this is going to be a targeted podcast for the female body. So this is a good question to ask yourself. Just like, where am I at right there? Do I feel good about it? Do I feel confident? Do I know what my four phases are? Do I feel like my hormones are balanced? Just seeing where you are and never judging yourself for it, because we all start somewhere. And especially in the world of hormones, I know for a fact when I first got into my journey with trying to balance my hormones, I felt super overwhelmed. I didn't even know where to start. And this podcast episode is definitely going to be a great place to start. I will say the first chunk of the convo, you might be like, what are they talking about? But I promise we do backtrack and get into the basics of it all. So that being said, hold on to it. And let's just dive right into our convo today. It is a good one. Might be a little bit longer, but I think you're going to love it. So grab a notebook, grab a pen, do your thing, and let's welcome to the podcast my friend Kate Morton, who is a registered dietitian, founder of Funk It Wellness, SXSW speaker, and menstrual health advocate. Kate has a master's degree in human clinical nutrition, and she focuses on menstrual health and anti-diet culture education. So welcome, Kate, to the show. Tell us a little bit more about your journey with hormone balancing, hormonal health, and what got you into all things hormone world.
Yeah. So if you didn't listen to the last episode, I actually think it was almost exactly a year ago. So it has been like quite a while. My name's Kate. I'm a hormone dietitian and I've got a master's degree in human clinical nutrition. I am pretty much obsessed with everything that has to do with like hormones, gut health, thyroid health. And I got here because I had issues with all of those things. And it's really interesting when I was like looking around the world, it was probably, I guess, like 7 years ago when I got off of birth control, had awful acne, the worst cramps, super irregular cycles, just like pretty much everything that we're told is normal. But I was like, this cannot be normal to feel this bad. I just turned 30. I was like 24 at the time, 23, 24. And I was like, I'm in my early 20s and I literally feel like I'm 100 years old. Like something has to be wrong. So I started diving in and learning about the four phases of the menstrual cycle, how to eat with each phase, how to exercise with each phase, how to really like respect and flourish in the body that I had. And it just changed my entire life to the point where I started a seed cycling company. Now I exclusively see hormone clients and gut health clients. And I'm the person at parties talking about periods like all the time. Like if I'm out, I'm like, did you know that the corpus luteum is an organ that's like formed after you ovulate? And I'm like dropping all of this. So it's basically become my entire personality.
That's so funny. I was laughing because I was stalking you before this on your Funk It Wellness Instagram, and I was laughing so hard at the cycle school costume that you had, and I loved when you wore it out in public to Whole Foods. Did you get any questions about that?
So this is so funny. So if you're listening, you'll have to go check it out on our page. I'm actually working on a new vulva costume. So I like made this as like a joke, like for Halloween, like 4 years ago. And then I just like really fell in love with it. Cause you get so many questions when you're walking around in a vulva costume. And we have a how to make one on YouTube if you are interested. On Funk It Wellness's YouTube. And so yeah, we wore it into Whole Foods and I actually just applied for like a Whole Foods accelerator program and I submitted the video of me walking around Whole Foods in the vulva costume. So we'll see. I'm actually working on a new one that has pants because this one has like it's shorts and I feel really weird like standing in front of a giant chalkboard doing cycle school in shorts. And so I'm making one with pants. So stay tuned. But this will be my fourth vulva costume I have.
Are you making it yourself, like hand making it?
Yeah, I made all of them myself. Like
Wow.
it's just like paint and glue and scrunchies is like base and ribbon is like how you make it.
That's amazing. I love that so much. I was laughing so hard. Okay, let's dive a little bit more into seed cycling. I remember you talking a little bit about your journey with seed cycling. So, what exactly happened and went down for you to get into seed cycling, and tell us a little bit about what seed cycling is.
Yeah. So if you've never heard of seed cycling, you're not alone. Like when I first heard about it when I was living in New Zealand, and then when I moved to Austin, I was like, y'all are crazy. Like I'm just going to eat some seeds and like everything's going to feel better. But I was about to go on Accutane for acne. And I don't know if you guys can see the video or not, but if you can see it, like I have not had a breakout since I started doing this 5 years ago. And my hormonal acne was so bad that like I was begging for Accutane. I was like gonna do any. I couldn't even sleep at night because it hurt to like lay down on the pillow. It was like from each ear to each ear and around my chin. And so essentially, what seed cycling is eating pumpkin and flax seed from the first day of your period till you ovulate, and then sesame and sunflower seeds from after you ovulate to your next period. And I was like, there's no way this works. I started doing it. After 3 months, my acne was healing. My cycle was like historically like 40 to like 58 days. It was never regular. I had my first cycle that was like within like a 35 day mark. And I was like, this is insane. Mood swings started to like drastically decline. And then I just kept getting better and better. And I was like, huh, there's got to be something to this. So being a dietitian, I'm skeptical of everything. Specifically, supplement companies, because guys, so they're not regulated by the FDA. So many of them don't contain what they say they do. It's actually a scary world out here. It's why I'm definitely a food first person. And it started to make sense. There was a lot of peer reviewed research on the nutrition that was in these seeds and how it affected our hormones and how our hormones. So, hormones are catabolic, they're built inside of the body. So, you have to nourish your body to properly build these hormones and to have a balanced menstrual cycle and to feel at your best. Because when we talk about balanced hormones, our body wants to be in balance all the time. It's constantly working to be in balance. It just depends on if we are giving it the right tools to be balanced. Like, are we managing our stress? Are we eating enough? Are we getting the right nutrition? Are we, sleeping, exercising, all of these things? And so, a long story to say, like, seed cycling is a really simple way of syncing your nutrition with your hormones and supporting yourself every single day because you're getting omega-3s, magnesium, zinc, selenium, phytoestrogens, prebiotic fiber, protein, all of these different things your body needs in these simple seeds. And so I'm a big advocate for something that makes your life easier and simpler, and you don't have to think about it as much. As someone who has a really complicated history with food, like the last thing I wanted to do was end up completely obsessed with everything going in my mouth to quote unquote balance my hormones. So seed cycling kind of just plugged in and really helps me with that. And I started making them in my kitchen because my friends wanted it. And it just like spiraled from there. And now we run like a full blown like seed cycling company that we have seed cycled with almost over 20,000 people at this point. It's like pretty crazy.
That's awesome. I was seed cycling before I got pregnant. I think I took like, I don't even know when I stopped seed cycling. I think it was right before I got pregnant, but it definitely helped me a lot. I felt incredible doing it, and it was your seeds from Funkit Wellness. So guys, go check her out for sure. So, okay, tell us a little bit more about what are some, so do you seed cycle and then you just eat whatever, or do you also cycle sync your foods, or what does that look like for you?
Yeah. So, you know, I'm like very conscious of how obsessed I can get with food. And we were talking about before we logged on that like other people have talked to you about this, and like, it's tricky. So I'm not going to lie. When I first started in this hormone world, I was obsessively syncing every single thing. And then I was working with my therapist and she was like, hey, I think you're just like trading like one disordered eating pattern for the next. So like, let's back it up. And like, let's see how we can really just create an abundance mindset. And so that's like a mindset I come to with all my clients, with my own personal nutrition, is how am I just like adding things in? And so I do seed cycle, and then I do try to sync different things with my phases, because the truth is our body needs different things. But your body, like if you actually ask it what it wants, it usually will tell you. And I find that really, really crazy. So like, on my period, I definitely eat more like slow cooked foods. I eat more red meat. I eat more citrus fruits with vitamin C. And I eat leafy greens with vitamin K. All of those are supporting the blood that I've lost, and they're just like generally really nourishing. Follicular phase, my digestion's picking up. I eat a lot more like big salads, like grain bowls, like all of these like really yummy complex carbs, because that's when your digestion is like the best and your insulin sensitivity is the best. Around ovulation, I incorporate cruciferous vegetables like kale, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, broccolini. They really help to clear out any excess estrogen, so you can transition into your follicular or your luteal phase from the follicular phase. In my luteal phase, this is like the biggest one I really, really tell people to pay attention in. You're burning an extra 100 to 300 calories per day, and you have to replenish them. If you do not feed your body, it's going to revolt. It's going to feel stressed. It's going to cause a lot of PMS, a lot of intense anxiety and sleepiness. So you got to eat more snacks, but you also need more protein. So I increase my protein by 20% in this phase, because I know my body's not absorbing and utilizing nitrogen and protein as well. So that's my biggest tip for that phase, is can we focus on anti-inflammatory foods and can we increase our protein? And then the seed cycling kind of layers on top of that to give you a little bit more of specific synced nutrition without having to really get obsessive about it.
That's so helpful. And I realized that we didn't even from the get-go start by going over what are the four phases. So do you mind just doing a very quick, for someone who's super new to this world and is like, follicular, what? What are the four phases, and how do you know which phase you're in?
Yeah, great question. And honestly, like if we would, I did not know any of this until like my mid 20s, and I have like gone through a whole master's program on nutrition. So if you do not know your four phases, here we are. Let's do it. So your first phase and the first day of your cycle is on your period. So like the first day you bleed and have to use a period product, if you're spotting before, that still doesn't count. It's like the first like full bleed day. This is when your hormones are actually the lowest. And they think of this as like your inner winter. I did not come up with this analogy. I do not know where I heard it, but it's like the best one ever. Your inner winter. And so cozy, I call it like crock pot meal time. Like, what can you put in the slow cooker and the Instapot and the crock pot? Like those really yummy, hearty meals. And this is like for exercise, whatever you feel up to. I really like walking, doing some slow Pilates. I love like you have some really good like menstrual phase, like nice and slow and like just relaxing classes that you have on your platform. yoga, though that's kind of like where I am in that phase. Then you have your follicular phase, which is like your new spring. So when you stop bleeding and you're like, oh my gosh, I feel like myself again. I want to be a little social butterfly, run all around. This is when estrogen's picking up. You might feel more glowy. You might feel like your hair and your skin are more glowy. Estrogen does all of that, and it's getting you ready for ovulation. And so it's building on up to ovulation. Like we said, inner spring, feeling good, wanting to do all these things that are social. Then you have FSH and luteinizing hormone, which peak. This releases the egg to be released. This is ovulation. This is actually the main event of your cycle. So your period is not the main event. Ovulation is the main event, because if your period's late, it means ovulation was late, because it's kind of like, I say it's like the canary in the coal mine, because it comes first and it's a little bit harder to detect, but you might notice increased libido. You get a little hit of testosterone, so the libido picks up, and then you might feel more confident, more outgoing. But then you also have cervical mucus, which starts to build up a couple of days before ovulation. It can be like lotiony, clear. It can also be that egg white texture that a lot of people are familiar with. That's ovulation. Then after you ovulate, when the egg is released, it makes the corpus luteum, and this starts producing progesterone, which, believe it or not, is a calming hormone. A lot of people like don't realize that, but it's actually meant to calm our brains, calm our minds, slow things down. This is your luteal phase. Ovulation's inner summer. Luteal phase is inner fall. So think about like you're wrapping things up, your digestion is slowing down, and it's doing this because it's extracting all the nutrients to really prep for a potential pregnancy. So it's keeping you safe, it's slowing things down. It's kind of just trying to have you chill out. It's why you're tired. It's why you might have a little less energy. I do a lot of like weightlifting and then kind of Pilates. And this, I like to do not as intense of like Pilates as I do in my follicular phase. I like more of like a slow and strong class. Like that's kind of where I like to go. You can speak way more on the exercise than me. But again, in your luteal phase, you need to eat more. It's because our body's prepping, because whether you want to conceive or not, biology is wild. And that is all your body is like pushing you towards. Then around day 21 of a 28-day cycle, if the egg is not fertilized, you have a pretty quick drop off. It says, all right, we're not doing this. We need to shed this inner lining and start all over and prep for the next month. So a lot of people, if you're experiencing those classic PMS symptoms, they're usually the week before your period. It's when you have that sharp drop off. And if you have any hormonal imbalances, it can exacerbate that drop off and really intensify those symptoms. So that's definitely something to look out for. And then you're still in your luteal phase up until the day your period starts again. Even if you spot a little bit, you're still in your luteal phase.
So interesting. And for someone who is maybe just got off birth control and their cycle isn't quite regular, so what advice would you have for them to start tracking their cycle?
Yeah. And you know, I've been in this boat, and I wish I would have had this tool when I got off birth control, because my period didn't come back for like 6 months. And I was just like winging it. It's like amazing that I didn't get pregnant or anything like that, because I was just like winging it. I didn't know any of this stuff. But if you just got off birth control, I would invest in natural cycles. It's about $75, but you need to track ovulation, because ovulation happens before your period happens. So what we're really looking for is that first ovulation post birth control. So natural cycles, you take your temperature and it automatically syncs into an app, and it can help predict out your cycles. So that is 10 out of 10, the top tool I recommend if you're coming off of birth control.
Do you like the Oura Ring?
I love the Oura Ring, and I lost my Oura Ring about 2 weeks ago. That's why I don't have it on. I've had it for 3.5 years, and I lost it on a trip like 2.5 weeks ago. And I'm like working up the courage to buy it again because it's expensive, but I love it. And it's so helpful, because you guys, I am not one to be taking my temperature every morning. I'm a lazy girl. I need lazy girl hacks. Your Oura Ring is going to be the lazy girl hack for cycle tracking.
Doesn't it take your temperature in the morning like on its own?
Yeah, like basically what it does, because here's the thing about taking your own temperature. You have to take it the second you're awake. Like before your eyes are even open, you need that thermometer in your mouth, because the second you start to move, your body temperature rises just naturally. So Oura Ring, the second you stir in your bed, it snapshots your temperature like before you're even like fully awake.
That's so cool. Yeah, that's definitely something that I want to look into after I give birth and have a cycle again, because my friend showed me her Oura Ring and I was like, that's so cool. So
it's awesome. It's really cool. It's worth the money. Like And I, they last for a long time. Like mine was still working perfectly before I lost it.
Yeah. Okay, good to know. Good to know. For the girl who maybe is on birth control, can she track her cycle while she's on birth control?
Yeah, well, definitely depends what type of birth control you're on. Some IUDs, like the copper IUD, you still ovulate. So I really do recommend with IUDs, honestly, you probably should track ovulation and temperature no matter what, just because birth control is not as it has to be used absolutely perfectly with nothing going wrong to be 100% effective or 99.9% effective. Everybody knows someone that's gotten pregnant on birth control. So I'm a big advocate of like maybe still track your ovulation while you're on birth control. You don't have to. It is pretty effective for preventing pregnancy. But what I would recommend for the person who is on birth control and is like, okay, I'm not having a cycle, because a lot of people don't realize birth control or specifically hormonal birth control shuts off the communication between the brain and the ovary. So it said they're not communicating, so you're not ovulating. And then it also thins your, either thins or thickens the uterine lining. Either way, it's like an egg. I think it thins it. Your egg can't implant. And so you're most likely not having a cycle. And then the bleed you have is a withdrawal bleed, which is essentially just like from the lack of hormones, then you bleed. But you still should maybe track ovulation just in case if you're worried it's not working. But I have some nutrition tips for you guys, because these are the things I wish I would have known. So there's like some evidence, and it even says it in the hormonal birth control packet. If you pull out that packet with all the potential side effects, this is in there. It can deplete some really important nutrients, especially for like mood, not feeling well, exhaustion, water retention, a lot of things that people experience on birth control. So all of your B vitamins, but specifically folate, are depleted on the pill. The folate piece is really important because a lot of my clients are wanting to immediately come off birth control and then get pregnant. And you can do that, but you need to make sure your folate stores are in a really good place, because it's a very important nutrient for pregnancy. And then vitamin C is another one that's really important that gets depleted. Magnesium is responsible for over 500 reactions in the body. 68% of the US is deficient in it. Hormonal birth control depletes it. And zinc, another one that's really important for anti-aging, cell multiplication, longevity, in DNA synthesis. This gets depleted by hormonal birth control. And selenium. And selenium is going to be really important for our thyroids and just general hormone balance. So that's like my hot tips for birth control. It's like a lot of tips.
That's so interesting. I didn't even, I mean, when I was on birth control, I'd never read the packet. All I knew was it was the massive sheet of paper that was like the size of me. And I was like, oh, we're just gonna crumple that up and throw it away. But that's so interesting. It says the vitamins and or the things it depletes you in. I didn't even know that. And do you,
Yeah,
oh,
it does
sorry.
say it's like potential. It'll say like potential could cause like deficiencies in vitamins and minerals. It's not in all of them, but it's in a good bit of them.
Interesting. And so you have your cycle bites. You recommend those for birth con when you're on birth control? I think I remember you saying that once. Is that true?
Yeah, that's actually why we created them, because seed cycling, you can totally do it. It's great for gut health. If you're thinking about coming off birth control, I recommend starting seed cycling about a month or two before. But the reason we created Cycle Bites was we specifically looked at all of these nutrients, and we found them from food-based sources. Basically, the Cycle Bite, it's a food-based vitamin. We have a really hard time explaining them because there's not really anything else on the market like them right now. So it looks like a protein ball, but it's all real food. But we did it to create and make sure it had the right amount of nutrients in them. And we actually just did a clinical study on them, and 75% of participants had reduced period pain and increased quality of life and decreased mood swings. So they're like highly effective. Food can be more effective than these vitamins that are made in a lab.
So true. So true. That's so cool. Okay. So going a little bit back to, say, seed cycling. So, where would you, for the girl who maybe is wanting to get into seed cycling, where would you recommend getting the seeds? How would you recommend eating them? And do you have favorite recipes for integrating the seeds into your life? All, what are your tips?
Yeah, so it's so funny. So we actually just did a video on this because I used to seed cycle on my own. Obviously, Funkit makes seed cycling kits now. So I'm gonna give you guys all the tea of like, here's how to do it on your own. Here's what to look out for. And then if that sounds like too much, don't worry. We've made a really easy solution because the truth is you can totally do this on your own. It is a little bit of a pain. So you need to make sure you're buying organic seeds. And so you want to buy, I was, so we did the video at Whole Foods. We went and bought them. The trickiest one is sesame because it can get really expensive. You have to buy it in these like little jars, but you can go to the grocery store. Any organic grocery store will most likely have these seeds. Buy them whole. This is really, really important. So when you're going to the grocery store, they need to be organic and non-GMO because you're going to be eating them every day. So we want to really minimize pesticides. Two, if you can find them, it's so tempting to want to get them out of the bulk section. And that's like what I used to do. But I learned that light actually degrades nutrients in these seeds. So the bulk section can be tricky because the nutrients actually might be a little bit more degraded. But you can go to the bulk section, you can start there. You can buy the seeds at the grocery store, and then you just grind them in like a coffee grinder because you have to grind them yourself. Because if you don't know, so this is something a lot of people don't realize about grocery stores. Most foods in a grocery store have to have at least a year-long shelf life, meaning they can sit on the shelf untouched for a year and be fine. And unless you're shopping at like smaller grocery stores like Central Market or maybe like more local grocery stores, bigger grocery stores, you have to have a year-long shelf life. So these seeds could have been sitting on the shelf for any amount of time. So the nutrition in them might not be as high quality as if you were getting them direct. And so this became my biggest issue with doing it myself was I felt a big variability month to month. Like sometimes I felt like I was having great results because the seeds were really fresh. Sometimes I would get the seeds and they already smelled rancid. But all that to say, go to the grocery store, you get your seeds, you take them home. So if you're in your menstrual or follicular phase, it's 1 tablespoon of flaxseed, 1 tablespoon of pumpkin seed. You grind them up, put them on your food. If you're in your luteal phase, 1 tablespoon of sesame, 1 tablespoon of sunflower, grind them up. You have to grind them up or you will just poop them out. Like that is just like the truth. Like seeds, you're just gonna poop them out. Like they're gonna be right there the exact way they came in, and you're not gonna have absorbed any nutrients, but you will have gotten fiber, but you will not get the nutrients if you do not grind them.
Interesting. That's so interesting. And then, so, okay, for the person who's like, oh, that sounds like a lot of work. So tell us more about your product at Funkit Wellness.
Yeah, so if you're not a DIY girly or you're like, I'm too busy, that sounds like way too much work. Same. And so we have Funkit Wellness, which we have organic seed cycling kits. It's organic, non-GMO. We do all the manufacturing here in the US. We do our manufacturing on a 3-week rolling basis, which if anyone who's listening knows anything about consumer packaged goods, that is insanity. Most people do manufacturing like twice a year. So we do it basically like 18 times a year because it's really important because we pre-grind everything for you and we get it to you within a month. And so even with our Amazon, we use the Amazon warehouse out of Dallas, like everything is fresh. And so we do that for you. You get 2 bags in the mail. You get our Nurture bag and our Radiate bag. One has ground pumpkin and flax. One has ground sesame and sunflower. We're actually launching complete new packaging too. We're on the back of it. It's like a calendar where you can exit out. It's not quite there yet, but that launches in May. And we're going to start sending a scoop with your package. Like we are going to literally make it so easy for you guys that all you have to do is know where you are in your cycle, which you can just look at the back of the bag, open your fridge, pull it out, scoop 2 tablespoons onto all the food you're already eating, and then eat it. So that was our goal. And the subscription's only $34.99 a month, which buying organic seeds can get expensive at the grocery store too. So I'm not gonna lie, like I think when we did it out, then when we bought everything at Whole Foods, it was like $25.99, $26.99 for the raw ingredients. But if you don't want to do that, $34.99 delivered to your door every single month. You can skip it, you can pause it, you can email us. I still do all the customer service at this point. And so you can email me. I will help you. And yeah, I just wanted to make it easy. Like it was so hard for me to stay consistent because I was having to do this. And then there's also like just the fact that I couldn't always find everything I needed. And so I wanted to make it really simple for you guys.
You may have heard me talk about this before, but something I've been prioritizing in 2024 is taking small actions each day to improve at least 1% in my physical, mental, and spiritual health. One of those daily healthy habits I've been loving is taking care of my gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. I first started taking Seed way back in 2019 when I was having all sorts of painful gastrointestinal issues and was getting no answers from my doctor. During this time, I dove into the world of holistic health and learned how important a healthy gut microbiome is for the rest of the body to thrive and feel amazing. So I started consistently taking a daily probiotic for the first time ever and experienced significant ease in my bloating. My digestion became healthy and regular, and I noticed an increase in my energy levels and mood. One of the many things I love about Seed is how easy it is to fit Seed into my daily routine. No refrigeration is needed, and the free travel vial from the welcome kit allows you to take DS01 on the go, which we love, especially with summer travels right around the corner. As you know, I'm currently pregnant and I'm super cautious about what different things I'm putting into my body, so I definitely feel reassured taking DS01 over other probiotics because of their rigorous scientific testing and 24 clinically and scientifically studied strains. Trust your gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/Cali and use code 25Cali to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/Cali, code 25Cali. That's beautiful. I love that you put so much intentionality into it and really care about the customer. I mean, the fact that you guys do, like, you literally, what was the word you use? You get 18 times a year.
Yeah, we do all our manufacturing like a crazy amount of times a year.
Oh my goodness, that's wild. But also, like, it shows that you care so much about the customer, and it's not just about like making a buck. Like, that's so cool, and definitely applaud you for that as well. That's beautiful. Okay, so recipe ideas. So what are your favorite ways to incorporate Seeds into your food so they're not like icky?
I know. And it's like hard for people who are like texture people. And so I think my biggest tip is like find a meal that works for you and stick with it. For me, breakfast. I'm a breakfast girly. I'm trying to get my 30 grams of protein in every single morning so I can be strong, healthy, energetic. And so I make a chia pudding pretty much every morning that I love chia pudding. Chia pudding. And I whip it. So this is the coolest thing, especially if you're like IBS girly or like sensitive stomach girly. Whipped chia pudding. So I make a chocolate whipped chia pudding and it's so good. If you have an immersion blender or a regular blender, you basically just make the chia pudding. I make it in bulk and then you put it in the blender and it whips up like a mousse and what? It's so good. And so, and then you just put it in these little mason jars and then I just put the seeds on top, put them in my fridge, and then I can just pull the mason jar out and like go. And so I can take it to work with me. I can have it and sit down with my coffee, like whatever it is. So that's my biggest tip is like chia pudding, overnight oats, but you can also do smoothies, tacos. They're really good on top of salads or soups. The only thing you cannot do is do not cook with them, because if they get heated above 140 degrees, their nutrition starts to degrade and break down. So vitamins and minerals are actually for the most part very fragile in these seeds. So we want to keep them, eating them at room temperature or like on warm foods, but just don't bake them.
Okay, question about the chia seed pudding recipe. So when you whip it, do you let it sit overnight first and then you whip it?
Yes. So I let it sit like overnight and then I whip the big, I usually do it like make it Saturday night and then whip it on Sunday and then package it out in my little jars for Monday. And it's so easy. I do like almond milk, and you can do any kind of milk, almond milk, chia seeds, collagen. And then I put, I do the seeds after so I can get the right amount. And then you like cacao powder, cinnamon, and a little bit of maple syrup. And then I just like let it sit overnight. I mix it a good bit though, like every couple hours, I'll like go mix it. And then yeah, put it in the blender. And then you have your breakfast for the entire week.
That's such a hack. It's so funny. I feel like I go through phases with breakfast where I'll make chia seed pudding for a while and then I'll just completely forget about it for months. And then things like this, I'll be like, wait, part of my brain unlocks. I'm like, I miss chia seed pudding.
It's easy. It tastes good. And then like when they're doing overnight oats, you can whip your oats too. Like basically, I've just found like I'm just using my blender for everything at this point. I'm like, this is 10 out of 10.
She's in her blender era.
I'm in my blender, my immersion blender era. That soup blender is like the coolest gadget I have.
That's so funny. Okay, a couple more little questions I have for you. So, what are some just really fast, easy hormone balancing hacks that any girl can just make in her daily life that doesn't cost a bunch of money to do?
I love this. I'm all about like a free hack. So the biggest thing is for me is there are some really underrated ways to like start taking care of your hormones. The first one is getting enough sleep. And I know this is hard. We live in a society where we love to scroll, we're on computers all day, we're watching Netflix, like we're constantly just like overstimulated. So sleep, some things that can help with that. Sleepy Girl Mocktail is amazing. Putting magnesium, tart cherry juice, you can do a little bit of chamomile tea before bed. But another thing, which is like my other hack, is if you have 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes in the evening to go outside while the sun is rising and go outside while the sun is setting, this is a natural way to one, lower your cortisol, but two, to reset your body when it comes to producing melatonin. So our bodies, like we're designed to, if you've ever gone camping and you're like, huh, I wake up so much earlier and I go to sleep so much earlier, it's because you're outside all day and you're getting that sunrise and sunset. That is one way to like hack being able to sleep, lowering your cortisol, and just like generally like getting out there. If you can make that a walk, like a 5 minute walk, even better. The next tip is making sure you are feeding your body. So many of my clients I work with think they're eating enough and they might be eating enough, but it's not working for them. So it's figuring out like, do we need more protein? Do we need to add more fat? Do we need more carbs? Like really feeding your body, because if your body doesn't feel safe, you're not going to ovulate and you're not going to have a regular cycle. So really feeding your body. And then the next one is lowering stress. And I know that these are like really generic tips, but it means cutting out that toxic person in your life. It means unfollowing people on social media that don't make you feel good about yourself. It means really taking a hard look at where you're spending your time and energy and who you're hanging out with, because you will become those people. And so that's like a really underrated one is like, are you taking care of yourself and your stress? Are you sleeping, getting outside for sunrise and sunset? Seed cycling, obviously, you guys already know I'm obsessed with. I do that all the time. And then the next one is really just sitting down and like staying hydrated because and getting enough electrolytes. Because your uterus is also a muscle. So think about your period. Like if you're getting a lot of cramps, electrolytes, very underrated.
Interesting. Do you find it like, okay, I know that bananas help with muscle cramps, like the potassium and stuff. Do you find that that also helps with cramps in the uterus?
Love a banana. Love bananas like all cycle long because they're just so amazing. But also, if you're getting a lot of cramping, 2,000 milligrams of ginger has the same effect as ibuprofen. That's why we have that much in cycle bites. So, like each cycle bite has 2,000 milligrams, 2 grams of ginger in it. But like you can also have ginger tea, you can have crystallized ginger. It's been shown to have the same effect as ibuprofen on period cramps.
What? That's so cool. Oh, so
Fun
cool.
fact that I found, like when I was doing all this research for Cycle Bites, I came across that and I'm like, this is a real peer-reviewed study. They actually studied this. And ginger, this delicious anti-inflammatory food, is as effective as ibuprofen. What? Why has no one ever told me that?
That's so wild. I'm not surprised though. I'm really not. What,
Me
okay.
either.
Where do you find or where do you get your magnesium from?
Yeah, so I really like, so one foods, so like dark chocolate, leafy greens, beans, those are all gonna have lots of magnesium. But if you're like, I just need a magnesium that's like easy and I just want to scoop it, Whole Foods actually has a magnesium powder that did really well on, it's just like the Whole Foods brand. So it's like really affordable. I think it's like $10 for like a huge thing of it. They actually pass all the Consumer Labs testing, which is the third-party testing company that looks for like heavy metals, making sure it contains what it says it does. It does have some natural flavors in it. I'm not like as picky about that. I'm like, I just need to get this in. And then there's also the brand Pure, like Pure. It's a white bottle with a blue label. You can get them on Fullscript, and they have pretty much every, there's different types of magnesium for different things that you're looking for. And so like magnesium citrate is like great for constipation. And then I think it's magnesium glycerate, but let me find it. Let me look it up for you guys so I don't lead you astray. But there's like a sleep powder from, yeah. Where are you? Yeah, magnesium glycinate. Glycinate is for sleep. Citrate is for if you need to poop. Do not confuse the two. But if you get it from food, you're getting just generally good magnesium. If you're getting it broken out like this, you need to be careful about which one you're taking.
Interesting. Okay. I don't know if you've seen this before, and I also have no idea if this is, if it actually works. I literally just saw it on Instagram, so don't want to believe everything I see on Instagram. Okay, but I will say it was an interesting theory, and I don't know. Okay, this girl was basically saying that in pregnancy, a lot of the different negative symptoms, for example, like morning sickness, is linked to not having enough magnesium or having like a deficiency, whatever. I saw it was very interesting, and it like made a lot of sense, but I was not sure if you are familiar, if you know if that's actually true or not about magnesium.
You know, I don't know 100%. Like, we can talk about theories, though. Theories all day long. I'm telling you, there's so much research that we are so deficient in magnesium, and it leads to a lot of different things. It wouldn't surprise me if magnesium is really important in a lot of these reactions for pregnancy, and not having enough of it's causing. And also, the thing we have to think about with pregnancy is your baby is most likely going to get enough of whatever it needs, but it is going to take that from you. So if you don't have enough to give, I could see where maybe that would cause some different issues. I can't speak 100% on this, but I think magnesium is really important. And I also think it's crazy how little research we've done on like what causes a lot of these negative pregnancy symptoms. Like, it's kind of at the point where I used to like be like, oh, these are just theories, mumbo jumbo. But now, I mean, I listen a lot more now, especially for women who have gone through pregnancy, because I'm like, well, we're not really researching it. We're not really looking into it. So all we really have to go on is theories. And I don't think that getting enough magnesium in pregnancy is going to hurt you. I can't. It'll only help you. So, you know, not the worst theory I've heard online.
Yeah, it was really interesting. I was like, because they were also girls talking about how I guess it can help with like blood sugar as well, and how that it can
Yep.
be a huge contributing factor for morning sickness, which I can attest to that because if I don't like eat something within the first 30 minutes of waking up, I feel It's really interesting. Yeah, a lot of theories though. But okay. Oh, sorry, what were you gonna say?
No, that was, I'm just gonna say there are a lot of theories, and unfortunately, although I do think a big bill just got approved for more research for women's health, so we'll see what comes out of
Oh.
that, which is great. But research takes a long time, so like our kids will probably see the benefit of that, which is exciting.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, one more question for you. Actually, I feel like I have two more questions, but the first one really fast. I know we chatted a little bit about this beforehand, but for someone who is wanting to just work on balancing their hormones, maybe they are still pretty new to this whole concept of cycling their f or syncing their foods, all these things. What are just some grocery staples that you always have in your fridge and pantry at all times?
Yeah, so there are definitely like some things that I'm like, these are just like all around like good for you. They're going to be helpful. So leafy greens, guys, leafy greens like kale, spinach, arugula, mustard greens, like turnip greens, all of these greens are so packed with nutrition. So I am always adding leafy greens. They are like a staple in our household. We are always eating them no matter what phase I am in. It's funny because my husband like cycle syncs with me a little bit. He's like, what phase are we in? What are we eating? What do we need from the grocery store? store. And I literally will send him the we do grocery lists on Funkit's Instagram. I just send him, I'm like, please get these things. So for like staples, leafy greens, always broccoli, just really, really beneficial and good because it helps with estrogen detox. It has lots of fiber in it and it's really versatile and simple and affordable because I'm on a grocery budget. I try to buy all my groceries for two people organic every single week for under $150.
Dang. That's awesome.
Gotta get those greens on a budget. Yeah, gotta get those greens in. Sweet potatoes are another really good one, packed with vitamin A, which is just so important for so many different things. Again, with prebiotic fiber for blood sugar balance. Quinoa, one of my favorite grains because I don't tolerate rice really well. Unfortunately, I have celiac. And for some reason, some people with celiac also don't tolerate rice. It's a really unfortunate, weird. It's not a lot of people, but of course it's me. So quinoa is like my go-to because it's packed with protein. It's got tons of nutrition in it. It's actually the only plant-based complete protein. So we love quinoa in the house. Seeds, of course, I always have seeds on deck. I've got like seeds all around me right now. Like you can see the video. It's like seeds. And then berries. Oh, berries are like one of my favorite. They're pretty good for some people don't do as well with fruit, but most people do well with berries because they're lower in sugar and have a lower glycemic index. You can also buy frozen berries and they're just as good for you. So that's another like hack. Avocados, I love them. It's funny. I actually only love them in my follicular phase. My body does not love them in my luteal phase, but they're another really good source of fat because a lot of us aren't getting enough healthy fats because we all grew up with moms who grew up in the low fat era. And so like, we don't even understand like how to consume healthy fats. It's like really sad actually. Salmon is another great one that's packed with omega-3s that you can buy frozen. Be really careful with your sourcing. You know, obviously they can be high in heavy metals, but it's a good fatty fish. Nuts, I love a good trail mix. It's like always in my pantry. So those are like my staples of like, and bananas. Those are things I eat all the time. That they're like staples. You can build good meals out of them. They're easy, affordable, and they've got packed with fat, fiber, and protein.
I love it. I'm in my trail mix era as well. I love a good trail mix. Love it.
Trail mix and a soup. Soups are my other like biggest hack because they're just like so good for you. I'm like, I love a soup.
Love a soup. Oh, they always hit. I feel like just so good.
Every time.
Okay, final question I have for you is in terms of just kind of changing the gear a little bit from hormones to more mindset around food, what are some things that you, just some hacks that you've had in a mindset standpoint to really develop that healthy relationship with being healthy, but not too healthy, like finding good balance, but also not feeling restrictive or guilty. Like, what are some things that have helped you navigate that world?
Yeah. And I'm going to be super honest because like, I just have to be honest with people. I've been posting about this, talking about this for like 5 years now. There's been a lot of struggles within those 5 years of falling back into my own trap of being too restrictive and my own trap of being too obsessed. So I think my first tip is like realizing it's always a journey. And that you can ebb and flow through this, but having someone to hold you accountable, for me, it's my therapist. She's really good at picking up on like, okay, like I'm feeling like we're getting a little too far down this rabbit hole or this path. My other thing is be really careful who you follow on social media. Like if things are triggering you or like showing, making you feel like, oh, I need to be perfect and kind of fit in this perfect little vibe's not the right word, but like aesthetic of how I eat and what I do. No, you do become what you consume. And three, lots of like positive self-talk for me is like, I'm just always reminding myself, like I'm nourishing my body today. I want to be healthy and strong. Like for me, I want to be a mom someday. And like, I want to be that mom that like has this really healed approach to food. And like, I don't want this to go any further than me, like with these like food issues. So that's a big motivator for me. But also just like, I'm like a really analytical, I like to learn and understand. When I started learning and understanding the benefit of all these foods and like the nourishment and all the things my body was doing with them, it changed my whole mindset. I'm like, wow, this is like truly fuel. This is truly like allowing me to accomplish all the things I want in my life. So I don't know if those are super helpful, but that's some things I do with myself. Also, this is like random. I do this clothing rental service called Newly, and my body has fluctuated a lot since I've come out of my eating disorder recovery, but I rent my clothes on a monthly basis, and that has actually been so freeing because I have not been focused on size. And so if you are someone who's maybe going through some body transitions and you're kind of, that's triggering for you, maybe trying something like that, where it's like, you're not having to buy these clothes and be locked into this size. Like, our bodies are very fluid. So that was like another random thing that's really helped me.
I love it. That's really cool. I've never heard of Newly, but I've heard of like Rent the Runway and stuff like that. That's cool that you have that mindset approach with it. I can totally see how that would, yeah, because it's like, I mean, I even think about like, as my body is changing with the pregnancy, I put on this denim skort that I've had since college the other day, and I tried to button it, and I was like, what? Like, it's not buttoning. But I mean, it was one of those moments where it was more of a happy moment, because I was like, okay, like, baby's growing, we're good. But it was also, yeah, it was like, so, it was just so wild, because before I'd be like, oh my goodness, like, I can't believe this isn't buttoning. Like, I've had this skort for years, you know, the toxic spiraling thought patterns. So that's actually really interesting. I love that approach. But yeah. Okay. Do you have any last minute tips, tricks, anything in the hormone world that you want to tell anyone before we go?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the biggest thing is, if you are like listening, you're like, I am literally struggling with all these things and I don't know where to start. I do take private clients. I've got about a month or two wait list right now, but I'll give that info to you guys. I'll give it to Callie to kind of put in there if you guys are interested. But also, like, you deserve to feel good. You deserve to feel happy in your body and your hormones to feel in line and not controlled by them. So one step at a time. Probably my biggest tip is just start tracking your period. Like, step one, like, if you're listening and overwhelmed, that's just like step one. But thank you guys for having me. And I'm just so grateful anytime I get to share this information.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on. And I'll be sure to link all of your different seeds and everything so people know where they can go and get them. I can attest, I mean, personal testimony, I loved taking your seeds. I had the subscription and it was great. And they, I mean, I looking back, I wish I had done like the little chia seed thing, because I would literally just put it in water, plug and chug. Wouldn't recommend that.
That's so impressive. When people tell me they do that, I'm like, wow, you guys are like hardcore. This is great.
I was a hardcore seed girly, but when I do it again, I definitely want to do more of the like breakfast approach to it. I feel like I would just, I was in like a phase where I was making eggs a lot, and I was like, I don't really want to put my seeds on my eggs. But anyways, I did really like them, and I definitely found that it helped a lot with the hormonal acne and with just the imbalances. Like, it was a really great addition to my life. So definitely go and check out her products, and also to, if like, hit her up on Instagram if you have any more questions about anything we chatted about too. She's, her Instagram is super helpful, like lots of good tips and lots of just good information about cycling. And you have a podcast too.
Yeah, yes. And you have a podcast too, the Period Chats podcast, which Callie's been on before and is coming back on. And so it's just like a great place. Like, we're like really real over there, and we talk about everything related to hormones. It's like emotional things, eating, science. It's like a combination of all of my brain, basically, at this point.
I love it. I love it. Thanks so much for coming on. Everyone go check her out and have the best day. Thank you so much for listening to the Healthy Be Human podcast. If you loved it, be sure to leave a rating. It helps the show so much reach more people all around the world. Also, tag us in your stories on Instagram at Healthy Be Human Pod. Wherever you are listening, I want to repost you and I want to celebrate you. So go ahead and do that. And last but not least, if you haven't already joined our Healthy Be Human group chat, we have a group chat with a weekly virtual Bible study every Monday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern time. So also go check that out. They'll be linked below. And have the best day ever. Keep being amazing. I'm so grateful you're here, and keep shining, my queen. Bye.